Hello, and today we'll be talking about the military strategy during the Battle of Petersburg and Pickett's Charge. In the two battles, people were killed, many lives were taken. The Battle of Petersburg and Pickett's Charge were two fights fought in two different ways. July 3rd, 1863. Pickett's Charge was the last day the South tried to attack the North using a frontal attack. With 1,500 men, they charged at the North's frontal line. This was a massacre for the South, losing over 1,400 Confederate soldiers. This was a time in the battle when the South realized that using a frontal attack against the North would not allow them to win the war. This battle, General Lee tried to attack the Union using a frontal attack, and during this time he realized two things. One thing, he realized that he would no longer be able to have any chance to win this war if he uses any more frontal attacks, that he will have to figure out another strategy to use to fight against the Union Army. The second is, this was not that realizing that since he had to retreat, that he would never be able to lead another major attack against the North again. Next, there's the Battle of Petersburg. During the battle, the North and South came to a new way of fighting each other. They started using trench warfare. Trench warfare is a type of combat in which opposing troops fight for trenches facing each other. From June 15th to 17th, 1864, the outnumbered Confederate General Beauregard and his troops saved Petersburg from Union capture. He created a third defense line along high ground closer to the city and occupied it on the morning of June 18th, welcoming reinforcements from Lee's Army in Northern Virginia. From Lee's Army of Northern Virginia, the appearance of Lee's men ended Federal hopes to take Petersburg by storm and ensured a lengthy siege and seemingly endless fighting. For the next 9 months, Grant focused on serving Petersburg, many wagon and connections to the South and West. For four offenses between June and October made incremental gains. By the end of 1864, campaign season, Lee could rely on only a makeshift supply line via the Boylston Plank Road and the South Side Railroad to maintain communications with the South. In these two battles, Pickett's Charge and the Battle of Petersburg, you can see how trench warfare and line-to-line combat could affect wars. If the South would have not charged at Pickett's Charge using what a frontal attack and more of a different strategy, they might have been able to win there and will have a chance to win the battle. The sources that I used for this project were only two, but one source was for www.historynet.com/Pickett-Charge-Gettysburg, and the other source was www.battlefields.org/learn/article/10-facts-Pittsburgh-campaign.